Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, happy Monday to all of our listeners who have called in. I'm Cecile Be Real, I Be Real, and I'm your host for Women Leading the Way Radio, and my specific area is serving up diversity and inclusion. And we, each month, on the first Monday of each month, we have different people calling in, as some of you are there, and we also have a guest who is always with us each month talking about her business. And so today we have Jill Addison, and her show title is Growing Your Business with Online Video. And Jill loves blending the creativity of video production with the strategic thinking of online video marketing to attract new clients to your businesses. And she saw how her husband had started his own video production company, and she thought, and probably said out loud, I think I could do that. So welcome to Women Leading the Radio, Jill. It's great to have you here this morning.
Thank you. It's so good to be on your show.
Well, listen, we want to talk about online radio and online marketing. And also, it seems that online video marketing has really taken off. What makes it so popular?
Well, you know, people have always loved film. I mean, ever since it came into being, people love going to the movies. But online video really has taken off in the last 5 to 10 years because now the technology has really caught up to where it's possible to watch online streaming videos smoothly. When it first came out, you know, it was really chunky, it was painful and frustrating to watch it. But now that it's able to play online, of course people want to watch it online because they've always wanted to watch it in the movie theater, and now they can have it on their mobile device and their computer and watch it anytime. So really it's just people's love of video. But I think for business, one of the reasons why it's really taken off is because I believe it's one of the most powerful ways to communicate with people for business. It's much better than the written word. It's kind of, this is the pecking order, the written word first, then a picture, then video. The written word is the least effective, and a video is the most effective because it's most engaging. When people watch a video of you online, they actually feel like they met you in person. So it creates that powerful of a personal connection.
And when you're doing this, and I have a number of questions to ask you, but when you do this, for example, I once contacted someone and said, I'd like to do online video. And he said, great, and he signed me up and all, and he kind of showed me how I was to go online to do that. But then he left me all alone. And so it's kind of like, well, am I supposed to do this by myself or, you know, and hopefully do it well, or was he going to help me? And in this particular instance, he didn't help me. And so I didn't continue doing it. So when we look at, for example, what you're doing, how do you help us, those of us who aren't real skilled in this, and I'm so not skilled in this, how do you help us make this work?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that as with most areas of your business, if it's not your core competency, then it's a good idea to outsource it, so that you can stay focused with your time and energy on the things that you do best and then outsource the rest. So like you're saying, you know, a lot of people think, well, maybe I'll just make my own videos. Well, that usually lasts for about 2 weeks. You know, because it is a very time-consuming thing. It's kind of a threatening thing to get on camera. It's just hard to continue to do that on your own when it's not your core business. And let me just emphasize again that video production is time consuming, especially editing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good reason why, that's a good reason to outsource it. But for me, what I've found is a great solution for my clients is to really make efficient use of your time by batching your video production. So rather than just sitting down and making one video, make a whole bunch at one time. And so, of course, you can try to do that yourself. You know, it's obviously very possible these days to just take your smartphone and, you know, record a bunch of videos of yourself. Now, they're going to look amateur, but sometimes in some businesses that can work. For a lot of businesses, they do want a more professional look, and so mm-hmm. that's what I provide my clients with. And so there's a couple different packages that I've created to meet that need of getting a whole bunch of video content really quickly and efficiently. One is called my Video SEO Package, and basically what I do is I have my client brainstorm 24 free, and this is something that you can do on your own too, so this is a good idea to, you know, a good thing to listen to for ideas
sure.
on your own for how to do it yourself if you want, but basically you sit down and brainstorm 24 frequently asked questions that you get asked in your business, and then you make a one-minute video about each of those questions. So what that does is it positions you as an expert in your field. It ensures that that video content is going to be valuable for your prospective clients because these are the questions they're asking, and so you're going to answer those questions for them. It ensures that the content's going to be search engine friendly because people are searching for answers to these questions online. And then fourth, it's really easy content to come up with. You don't have to be a marketing expert. You just have to know your business and be able to answer these frequently asked questions, which any business owner can do. So basically, you get these 24 frequently asked questions, and then if I do it for my clients, I actually go to your place of business, film all those videos in 1 3-hour shoot. So you just blow through them all in 1 3-hour shoot, and then you're done. And that can provide enough video content, depending on how frequently you drip it out to your audiences, for between 3 months and a year. So, for
wow.
instance, if you just drip it out every 2 weeks, that content will last you a year. And then you can get even more efficient, and you can schedule it to drip out to your blog every 2 weeks. You just sit down once, schedule all your videos. You upload them to YouTube first, then grab the embed code from YouTube, schedule them to drip out to your blog every 2 weeks, and then you're done. You don't even have to think about it for another year, and your video marketing strategy on your website is just going to run and run and run. And one thing I love about that strategy, I did this strategy on my own website where I upload one video from YouTube, an embed code from YouTube. I drip that out as a blog once a week, and what I have found is that has ranked me on Google Page One consistently for several years. So the thing is, Google loves fresh, consistent content. That's why blogging has always been such a good idea. But now Google loves video. And because Google owns YouTube, when you use YouTube embed codes, you are going to get really great search engine results. So you just drip out those videos once a week on your blog, and Google will start to rank you higher and higher in search engines. And the beautiful
wow.
thing about it is you don't even have to produce this video. You can find related videos that are going to be valuable content for your viewers and use other people's videos. Just grab the embed code from YouTube from their video and drip it out on your blog.
Wow, that's exciting. I might even be able to know how to do that at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm definitely not technology-oriented. But,
yeah.
you know, as you were talking, I'm listening to this, and that sounds really fairly simple
yeah.
to do that.
Uh-huh.
And tell us a little bit about how you got started and how you've grown your business. Obviously, part of that's what you just described.
Right, right. Yeah, well, like you said at the beginning, I actually started my business after I saw my husband running his own video production business. And about the time we got married, I thought, you know what, I bet I could do that too. And so I had already been working in video production as a producer, but I had always been the one who was kind of organizing the shoots and getting the crew and getting the locations, but not really the one who was operating the video equipment, so I didn't really know how to do that. So he gave me all his leftover equipment, taught me how to use it, came with me on my first couple shoots, and then I just started networking and collecting more clients and doing videos and getting better and better at that craft. And then as I went along, I started learning more and more about business and what makes a successful business. And really kind of a turning point for me was I was following Robert Kiyosaki on Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
he's the one who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he said, there are three components of a successful business. three traits: that it's leverageable, scalable, and the income is predictable. And I looked at my business and I thought, no, no, and no. And I was bothered. I was really bothered by that. I was like, oh, how can I make my business have those traits? And so months and months of, you know, growing and thinking about it and everything, and finally it came to me, and it was so simple. It was like, I need to sell a subscription package. I need to sell something where people pay me every month so I'm not constantly in the mode of hunting for business. And I was like, well, what could I do? What could I sell once a month? And all of a sudden it was like, well, duh, I could sell videos. And so I created a, just a whole bunch of things converged, and I ended up creating a whiteboard video package where I distributed 2 one-minute whiteboard videos to my clients every month for a low monthly rate. And then they pay me every month, and I give them 2 videos every month uploaded to their YouTube channel and optimized for search. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I started selling that a couple years ago, and then I noticed that about half of my clients were in the financial services industry, and so I thought, well, that's who's finding me online and who wants my services, so I should go find them. So I started looking online, looking on LinkedIn, for people who were helping financial advisors market themselves, because I thought maybe I can do the video and fit in that part of the marketing strategy for these people. So through that, I connected with this man named Jim Stewart, who's this certified financial planner who lives here in San Diego, the same city I live in. And so we met, and we decided to join to form a joint venture partnership where he would script all the videos about the frequently asked questions financial advisors get asked, and I did the videos for them. So we created this turnkey video library that I started selling to financial advisors. And then once I started selling this package to financial advisors, what I found is that they thought, well, I don't know what to do with these videos, and they're not automatically just bringing me leads, and that's all I really want. I just want new clients for my business. I don't want to have to learn all this marketing stuff. So then I thought, well, you know, I've been finding new clients through advertising online, creating a sales funnel, and it works, and so I'll just do that for them. So that's when I created the Financial Advisor New Client Machine. So that's the latest thing that I'm working on that I'm really excited about, because it completely meets all those traits of a successful business. It's leverageable, scalable, and the income is predictable.
Well, and so you chose them kind of as your initial package, putting an initial package together. I think you call it a turnkey lead system.
That's right, yeah. That's the exact package that I'm selling, is the turnkey lead system, which is where I'll do online advertising for them, create a landing page, gather opt-in information from their prospective clients, send that into their inbox, and then follow those clients up with an automated sequence of emails. And each of those emails will have one of the videos from my turnkey video library in it.
Ah, and so, but it's something I would think that anybody could do, or not just limited to financial advisors.
Absolutely.
It's something that's a program that you perhaps would assist people. Like, I have a consulting firm, for example, as you know, and I'm a business consultant, and a lot of my focus has been on human resources and problem solving and doing investigations and mediations with for legal counsels and all those kinds of things. So can you use me as an example of what some kinds of things that might work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're exactly right that this can work for just about any industry. And, you know, it's a really exciting space to be in right now, because with online marketing and advertising, it's so different than traditional marketing and advertising, where you just have to kind of throw it out there to the world and hope that your prospective client, that your ideal client, sees it. But with online advertising, you can actually target your ideal client so that your ad only appears to them online, because the internet knows so much information about each one of us. It knows our gender, our income, our age, our location, our interests, our profession. And so you can actually target your ads to, you're only spending money to put your ads in front of your ideal client. So it's really an exciting space. And then, you know, as like over the last couple of years, I've been developing an expertise in creating these sales funnels where you drive the traffic to a landing page that appeals to them, that offers them something valuable in exchange for their contact information. And that's how you get leads online. And so any business can do this.
Wow. And I keep saying wow, because this is like, it's so different for me to even consider this for myself. But because we all look on, I'm sure many of our listeners may be entrepreneurs or even businesses, and we're always looking for ways to get clients and how to do it in a way that will work and at the same time not be so time-consuming that you can't get it done, and yet you want it to be in a very professional way that it's being handled. And so when we look at all of this, I mean, it sounds as you're talking that this is something that almost anybody, no matter what their business is or how long they've been in business, whether they're an entrepreneur, whether they're a small business, whatever, that they could do this.
Yeah. Yeah, and the beautiful thing, I remember reading a book about it, and this guy that is a super expert in this, he said, you know, if I could just make people understand that with this system, if you put $1 in and get $2 back, you can do that all day long. Yeah, and so if you can nail this system to where your funnel is really converting, it doesn't matter how expensive it is because it's paying you back more than you put in.
Ah, so what are some of these like key lessons or principles that you've learned in making your business successful that could be helpful to our listeners? And I'm one of your listeners, okay? I may be the host, but I'm a listener because this really intrigues me because I want to get my business and the word about my business out there more and more, and it's more than, say, doing LinkedIn and some of the other search engines and those kinds of things. Then how do we do this in a way that makes us successful?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, early when I, just in the first couple of years of when I started my business, I went to a seminar that was put on by the small business, what's it called? It's the government agency, actually, Small Business Administration. And, there's a really great group. I'm sure it's in a lot of metro areas called SCORE. And so they put on these workshops for small business owners. I think they're free, actually, or they're very
affordable.
They are
free. They are. I've attended them.
Yeah, so they're really great. So I remember going to this one that was taught by a guy who'd been in business forever, and it was all about the importance of repeat business. And, you know, I listened to everything he said. I wrote down everything on the worksheet, and I thought, oh, I don't think it's that important. I can just find new clients. It's no big deal. Oh, my gosh, I wish I would have listened to him because, you know, a year or two later, I was just beating my head against the wall thinking, I have got to get more repeat business because the cost and effort of acquiring a new client is so much greater than continuing to sell to someone who's already bought from you. So the idea of repeat business, I really can't stress enough how key that is to having a successful business. And with internet marketing and advertising and, you know, having an internet business, the way that can play out a lot of times is through subscription packages where you figure out something you can offer on an ongoing basis that people will pay you for every month. And then it's very predictable. It's not just people deciding that they want to work with you again. It's people who have already signed up to pay you every month for something that you're going to consistently deliver. So that is extremely key to having a successful business, repeat business. The second thing is to have a niche, and that also I cannot emphasize enough how important that is, because once you have a niche, everything gets easier. Your marketing is more targeted to exactly that person and their concerns, and when they see your marketing, they think, oh, that's for me. This person is for me. They really get what my needs are. So it makes it much easier to get new clients because they feel that connection with you because they know that you understand their business. So there's so many ways that having a niche can benefit you, but that's definitely a very key thing. And then third is what I already mentioned before. Your business needs to be leverageable. You need to be able to – it needs to be able to get bigger than just you. And ideally, it needs to be able to be something that you can either use automated resources or people resources to replace your efforts. And so that you ultimately are not even working in your business, you're just supervising what's happening with your team or your automated systems. That's really when you know you've got a great leverageable business. And when it's leverageable, then it's scalable. It can continue to grow. You won't get maxed out where you're, you know, just stressed out because you have so much to do and you don't have enough time. And that is a sign that your business is not scalable or that you're not scaling it properly. Because it needs to be able to grow without killing you.
Sure. And I do want to live through this.
Exactly. Yeah, and then the income being predictable, you know, that's one of the beauties of having a job, is that you've got a paycheck that you know is predictable. But, and that's one thing a lot of small business owners struggle with, is the ups and downs of their income. But if you think about it strategically and you structure your business right, you can have predictable income in your business. And that's when you kind of got the best of both worlds, because you've got the flexibility of being an entrepreneur and you've got the predictability of income that usually comes with a job but can come with a business if you set it up that way.
Yes. So say, for example, with me, and I was explaining to you, you know, what my business is, and for the listeners also, is that, okay, then I determine, say, pick out some very specific companies I'd like to work with. And then as part of that subscription, then do I itemize for them the kinds of benefits I can offer them, and then for a certain price on a monthly basis? Is that how I start it?
You know, it completely depends on what your niche is, what kind of services you provide, who your clients are. But the most important thing is to find out, you know, whatever your niche is, that's really the first step, is to decide who are you going to serve.
Gotcha.
And once you know that, then find out what do they really want. Like, for instance, I started out as an online video producer doing 1- and 3-minute videos. But as I continue to find a niche and find out what those people want, now I'm providing a service that I know is exactly what they desperately want, which is new leads, and I have a system to give them that. So you're really looking for what is the need, what is the problem that my niche audience feels, that they really feel strongly, I need a solution to this. Then you create a solution that you can sell them, because then they're going to buy it.
Sure.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think sometimes one mistake that I see small business owners make sometimes is they think, this is what I really love to do, and I want to make a business out of it. Well, that's a good place to start. But as you grow in your business, the thing that you need to reorient yourself around is not so much, I mean, you do need to be doing something that you love to do and that you're passionate about, but to
of
be
course.
A successful business, it needs to meet a need that your prospective clients have and that they will pay you to solve that problem for them.
Mm-hmm. And with the turnkey lead system that you have, is this something you provide to clients? Like, if I come on with you and say, look, I want you to help me, which that would be very easy for me to do, then do I get some type of turnkey system that I can follow? Is that something that you sell to people, or is that included as kind of the subscription part?
Uh-huh. Well, in my case, the turnkey lead system is a service that I provide every month, where I provide the online expertise and know-how and actual assets of an online sales funnel. So I'm creating the advertising, the landing pages, I'm sending the leads into their inbox, I'm following up with their clients by email, and I'm doing this all in an automated way, so it's scalable.
Ah, and then does this then also go with, say, the being the marketing piece of it, something, what am I trying to say? Would I also be doing videos, you know, 1-minute videos that would be addressing perhaps their specific areas that I want to work with?
Yeah. Well, in the case of this product that I've created, they will be using videos. And what I'm finding as I'm getting new clients is that sometimes they want to use videos that they already have access to. And I say, well, great, we can just use the embed code from the videos you already have, or you can use videos from my turnkey video library.
Ah, I'm liking this more and more. And because, like I said, these are areas I am not skilled in. I can do a lot of things, but this is not one of them that I could do on my own. And what if, because we're talking about companies and providing them with things, how would this apply, if it does at all, to, like, if you're, well, one of the things I'm looking to do more again is be a conference presenter. And are there ways, Jill, in advertising about that, or in a way that might increase the number of conferences where I could speak?
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing, is you can advertise for anything you want online and attract opportunities to yourself for those things. As long as someone's searching for that, they can find you.
Ah, okay. And then you were talking about putting it, blogging it. And is that one of the primary ways that people find out about you?
In the last few years, yes, it has been. And the reason why is because doing that consistent video blogging has elevated my website in search engines. So when people go into Google and search for a video producer in San Diego, they find my website. And the reason they find my website is because I've been putting out that consistent content that Google loves, so they'll rank me higher with search engines like Google.
And if people who are listening today want to talk to you about it or get some information from you, how should they reach you?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I do want to point out is that because I have this very specific niche, I am only working with financial advisors.
Currently. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. You would think that would be a negative, like, oh, I'll have less clients. But the paradoxical thing about it is, no, I'll have more clients, because people who are financial advisors will listen to this and think, oh, she's exactly for me. I need to contact her. So if financial advisors are listening to this broadcast right now, you can contact me at financialadvisornewclientmachine.com.
Okay. And then, you're exclusively working with them, if someone wanted to know of someone else who might be able to serve them, is that a possibility that they could find out that from you?
Yeah, actually, like I said, my husband already has a video production company, and so
okay.
Specifically for San Diego businesses, he's a great resource that I could connect them with.
Okay, and then he could possibly, from there, if he does strictly San Diego, that he would have access or knowledge of other people from other states, because people, as you know, call in from all over to hear us. So there might be some possibilities there. Okay. Well,
this has
been wonderful. Go ahead.
Sure. Also, one more thing, for people around the country, if you want to try to do video yourself, you can. I actually created a package to help people do that. It's called the DIYvideopackage.com. DIYvideopackage.com. So that's also a resource for people around the country if you want to at least just start out doing video on your own.
And that's D as in David, I as in interest, Y as in yellow, video.com.
Yep. That's right.
Okay. Well,
it's
listeners.
DIYvideopackage.com.
Video package. Okay. I just left one out. Okay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those of you who are listening, if you'd like to know more and then by all means, consider contacting DIYvideopackage.com. And, wow, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for explaining all these things. I'm getting really excited because there's so many things I really want to do because I'm restructuring my business and all, and this is a great help.
Okay.
So thank you for that. And for those of you who have called in, I want to make sure you know who our next leading lady next week will be, and her name is Linda Amaro, AMARO, co-founder and CEO of Clarinet Solutions, LLC, and the topic she's going to be addressing is strategic systems integration, putting va-va-voom in your company vision. So if you're interested in strategic system integration and putting va-va-voom in your company, please tune in next week. Thank you all for calling in, and thank you, Jill, for all the information you gave us. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.